This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you on the radio. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Calvin Worthen grew up in Chicago. He had asthma, eczema, allergies, and accidents all the time. And because of this, going to hospitals and emergency rooms was the norm. When he was 7, his family moved from Chicago to Minneapolis. And one day in January, Calvin slipped on the ice and injured his wrist. After a visit to the ER, he came home with a cast. And it had been a long day, so he went to bed. But Calvin woke up in the middle of the night, feeling like he was choking.
I rolled myself out of bed, and I knew what this was. This was an asthma attack. Now, I hadn't had one in years. I said, I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to grab my inhalers out the drawer. See, I kept them in a drawer because I didn't need them all the time with me. Checked my drawer. Somebody moved them. I know I have the nebulizer machine. If anybody's familiar with asthmatics, the nebulizer machine is given to you at the emergency room by the doctor to say, hey, in case you have an emergency at home, you can plug this thing in. So I'm still breathing hard, and I'm trying to find my nebulizer. And I go through the drawer, and I see my hose, and I see the machine, and I see my mouthpiece, and I'm checking for the medicine, and that box is empty. But I didn't think I was going to make it. And so with my last little bit of strength, I walk to the stairs, and I yell out, Mama, I'm dying. That's all I remember. Everything I'm going to tell you right now is secondhand. My brother and my mother wake up. My brother immediately tries to get me into his Cutlass Supreme, the two-door, and he runs every single red light on the way to the hospital about 2 miles away. And when we pull into the driveway of the emergency room, my body is heavy, and so I lay there on the gravel in my mother's arms while my brother goes to get help. Children's Hospital decides they lock their doors late at night, and so while he's banging on the door, the security shows up, and they are pointing at the red phone that you're supposed to use in an emergency to get in. So these two security officers, they're armed, doors open, and they are just yelling, mad at each other, trying to figure out why he hasn't used this phone. After a while, he was able to point out my body lying there on the concrete, and simultaneously continuing their arguments, lifting me up, they bring me into the waiting room of the hospital, where there's a gurney there to take me back to a heat lamp, because it's 14 degrees below zero. Days later, I was able to get off the machines, breathe on my own. The very first thing I remember seeing was my auntie's VHS. Yes, she recorded the news story about this incident. What I saw on the screen, man, you guys have watched the news. They took one of my high school pictures and they did the slow zoom in. I was dead. I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling all these emotions. And there were doctors coming in trying to see if I was cognitively there. Did I remember how to spell my name? And seeing this news story and having everybody on this story say something really powerful about my life, right then and there, I knew I was loved. My brother, at any moment, could have shrank. He stayed focused and fearless for his little brother's life. You know, dying is easy. I'm gonna tell you right now, ain't nothing to fear about that. But what I saw was that losing someone is what hurts. And today, I want to live. Thank you.
Calvin Worthen is a host and producer at Radio Phoenix. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Wednesday, January 11th at South Mountain Community College. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellersproject.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more storytellers from local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.